Malachim Beis Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Chaf Vav. So we are in the middle of the dialogue between Rav Shakeh, a renegade apostate Jew, taunting Klal Yisrael from in front of the walls of Jerusalem, and the officials sent by King Chizkiah to meet him and hear what he has to say. And so far he's been taunting and insulting, and that's only just getting started. He's going to be a lot worse before he's done. Rav Shakeh has told the Jewish people that they are relying on Egypt and that Egypt is going to be a broken reed to lay your weight on that's only going to destroy you and wound you, that the destruction of the Bamos somehow was an offense against Hashem, which is absolutely in no way accurate, and that Hashem is on the side of Sancheriv, not on the side of the Jews. Vayomer Eliakim ben Chilkiyahu, so the officials who had been sent to confront him, Eliakim ben Chilkiyah, the Shevna, and the Yoach, said El Rav Shakeh, Daber no El Avodecho Aramis. So to Rav Shakeh they said, please speak to your servants in Aramaic. Don't keep talking in Hebrew. Ki shomim anochnu. Because we understand. We are listening to what you say when you speak in Aramaic. Please don't speak in Hebrew. Speak in the Lashon of the world. The Al Tadaber Imanu Yehudis. Don't speak in Jewish. The Oznei Ha'am, in the hearing of the people, Asher Al Hachomo, who are there on the wall. So, Pashat the Pshat is that we are aristocrats who can speak Aramean and other languages, don't speak in Hebrew because the masses understand Hebrew and we don't want them to understand what's going on. They're afraid the people will become frightened by the threats of Rav Shakeh. They will betray their king and their city. Remember that we said already based on Yeshaya that the people are already saying eat, drink, and be merry because we're about to die. So it seems that the officials from the Jews see only a fellow Jew outside and don't realize that that's exactly his intention. They thought he would prefer to speak in Aramaic. That he was only speaking in Hebrew because he would not, they wouldn't understand him otherwise. So he's a Jew. He could speak in Aramaic if he wants to. They can understand Aramaic, but he's speaking in Hebrew to get through to them. So on the one hand, it sounds like they're hoping that he will have mercy and not scare the people. But others say they understood very well that he was trying to frighten everybody, but they thought that they could persuade him to stop. They said, don't you realize that you're jeopardizing your own position by speaking Hebrew? You are reminding the Arameans who sent you that you are Jewish. They'll never really trust you. They're always going to watch you for signs of disloyalty. So when you make your announcements and your proclamations, if they don't understand what you're saying, they might think you still believe in God. You talked about the Mizbechos and the shrines. Sounds like you believe that God is in charge of the world. By speaking in our language, you are identifying yourself as a Jew. Do you really want to do that? Remember when we learned about David HaMelech and Sefer Shmuel among the Plishtim, there were always Plishti officials keeping a weather eye on him that he was going to betray them, which of course eventually he did. He was a good Jewish king. So speak to us in Aramaic. We will convey your message to the king. After all, the only person you're really talking to here is the king, not to the people. So they're trying to talk Rav Shakeh into making it a private conversation instead of a piersum, as Mesudas David says, the divrei hamelchama b'fnei hamonam, in front of the ordinary people who will misunderstand or who will lose heart, which of course is Rav Shakeh's entire goal, is to make them lose heart and to lose confidence and to fall apart. Rav Shakeh wants no part of trying to assuage Jewish fears. He wants to stoke Jewish fears. That's his entire goal in all of this. So Rav Shakeh answers, and he answers in a blasphemous way. Chav Zayin, Vayomer Alehem Rav Shakeh, Ha'al Adonecha Ve'elecha shalachani Adoni. He said, do you think that it is to your master and to you that my master sent me to speak? L'daber es hadvorim ho'ela. You think I'm supposed to speak to just the top people? Ha! Halo aloha anashim hayoshim alachoma. No! I am here to the people who are sitting on the wall. Le'echol estso asam. To eat their excrement, their dung. Velishtos es meme raglehem imachem. And to drink their urine with you. It's just like a frighteningly coarse and crude thing to say. He's saying to them, I know what I've come to do. I've come to make all of your people lose confidence entirely. So do you think that we're coming here to eat and drink disgusting things? Yeah, I'm feeding them disgusting things. I'm giving them exactly the truth, and the truth is gross. The truth is filthy of what they are coming up against. They think that they're going to stop the Ashur army from coming in? They think that they're going to avoid terrible starvation and suffering? Well, they're wrong. And again, he's speaking in the crudest way that he possibly can, because what he's trying to do is to make them absolutely fearful. It's braggadocio. It's overstatement on purpose. He's taunting everyone. He is using the worst possible language to get all of their attention. Andrew Dice Clay, for those of you old enough to recognize that reference, he's getting their attention by being so absolutely filthy that they won't be able to not look away. They're going to have to eat their own dung and drink their own urine by the time we're through with them. Absolute, disgusting, dehumanizing experience awaits them. That's what Rav Shakeh is passing along intentionally in Hebrew to frighten all the inhabitants of Yerushalayim into abandoning their rightful king, Chizkiah.